sleep over an all-night crime show binge. It feels really good to make the right insurance decision, too. That's why State Farm agent Pete Euler is right here in Emporia to help you select the right protection at the right price. Pete will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages, so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. With State Farm agent Pete Euler, it's easy to make the right choice. Just call him. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
KVOE News Time 8:34, Newsmaker 2 time. We've got Del Jacob, co-owner of Emporia Imaginarium, joining us for the Newsmaker 2 segment here today.
Imaginarium, so that means, Chuck, we're probably going to be doing some STEM talk here this morning, I would assume.
So, Del, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing good. How are you all?
So far, so good. So how are STEM operations going here at Emporia Imaginarium as we really steam towards the end of the school year?
Yeah, things are going good. The classes are wrapping up in May, and we're getting ready for our 8 weeks of summer camp. So we're excited. We're always busy.
You always are busy. That is for sure. Well, let's talk about summer camps and what kind of offers you may have, Del.
Okay. So we have 8 weeks of STEM summer camp, and our camp is located on campus in Science Hall. It's 8 to 5, and each week is a different theme. We try to do some fun themes that the kids are really excited about. And then each week encompasses a lot of science and technology. We do have opportunities for scholarships as well, so families can get onto our camp website and apply for scholarships or reduced rates. So we try to help out when we can.
Understood. Before we start talking about maybe some of the, you know, maybe specific focal points that you currently have, a question comes up here is how important are STEM activities for young brains here as we kind of get out of the regular academic calendar year from August until May? How that summertime period, how important has that become in kind of keeping kids at least a decent level going into the next academic year?
Oh, it's critical. We find that the kids are really engaged in the STEM activities during camp, mainly because we try to do hands-on activities that are maybe something that they wouldn't get during the school year. So they're having fun, and they don't realize that they're still learning more and more throughout the summer. We do a lot of technology, a lot of different coding opportunities and robotics, video making, things like that. So they're learning a lot, and they don't even realize it.
So you mentioned, what, this is 8 weeks, Del?
It is, yes.
Different themes every week, and what kind of what ages are you focusing on here?
We are open to ages 5 to 12 years old. If your child is 5, they just have to have completed kindergarten.
Okay, so pretty easy enough. How much does it cost here for the summer camps, and do you basically go, because I know some camps are the entire summer period, some are, say, per week, some are per month. What's the cost structure on that?
The fee is $150 per week.
Well, that's not bad, considering all the things that you got going on. Last question here for you, Del, is kind of what are you closing out the regular academic year with before you start getting into those STEM camps?
Well, we're finishing up our classes that we've had going on. We have a few more Friday night events for the kids to sign up for. We still have our regular drop-in times on Fridays and Saturdays. And one other thing that I didn't mention is this is aside from camp, but this summer we're starting something new. We are going to have our STEM classes still going on this summer, just set up differently, because everybody's schedule is so wonky in the summer. So we're going to have our classes set up in sessions. So it might be like a 4-day session of sewing or a 4-day session of coding. And it would just be 1 hour a day for 4 days in a row. So families should be on the lookout for that as well.
All right, back to your summer camps before we wrap this up, Del. You mentioned these are up on the campus of Emporia State, correct?
Right.
All right. So how long is the day? When do they start and finish daily?
They can come at as early as 8 o'clock in the morning, and then we wrap up at 5 o'clock. If parents need to, they can pick up and drop off at other times as well.
Okay.
Sounds good.
No,
all Del, right. Go right ahead. The floor is yours for a little
bit. I was just going to say, because not before 8 and not after 5, but anytime in between there, we can work with their schedules.
So is like lunch included up there then? Is that how that works?
It was last year, but it seems like things are different now with state regulation. So at this time, we can't offer lunch. We're still working with the district, and they're still working with the state. So hopefully things turn around, but right now it's not looking like we can offer lunch.
Understood.
The kids would have to bring their own.
Okay, gotcha.
Understood. But still a good opportunity for kids to have here this summer over at Emporia Imaginarium or through Emporia Imaginarium coming up here over the next several months. Del, thanks so much for joining us here today, and really appreciate your time and willingness to join us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Thanks, Del. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
Okay, you too. Bye.
STEM classes this summer. Keep those kids focused, on point, Chuck.
Yeah, keep them
learning.
Busy.
Learning is fun, right?
Hell, especially when they don't know it. Don't forget here, we got our biweekly history happenings update with Lyon County History Center Director Greg Jordan coming up here in just a little bit. On-air chat comes your way at 10:06 here today on KVUE.
Our Newsmaker 2, brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler, 920 Commercial Pete Euler, providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete at 342-6272 for a quote today. That's State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler. 840, 48 degrees. Now the headlines from ABC.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A new report from the government is not